Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Casco reaches second base with a double. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casco scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pinson moves to third. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will, who is chasing the ball. Gonzalez reaches third base with a triple. Pinson scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Reds. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer juggles the ball. That's an error on Zimmer. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey takes first base on ball four. Bailey moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bailey scores. McMillan scores. Purkey moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Reds. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Purkey scores. Casco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Reds. Ben Johnson now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's 8-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Reds. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Purkey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 10-0, Reds. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Purkey moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Purkey scores. Casco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell takes first base on ball 4. Casco moves to third. Pinson moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Casco scores. Pinson scores. Bell moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 13-0, Reds. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a pop-up towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Seth Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Purkey is called out on strikes. 1 out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zimmer. Casco moves to second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson strikes out. Neiman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pinson out. 2 outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Casco moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Bell moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Will moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-1, Reds. Seth Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Purkey takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Casco hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 13, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. There goes Bell. The throw from Niemann to second, and Bell is out. There goes Pinson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinson scores. It's 14-1, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 14, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Will strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zimmer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 14, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Sammy Taylor now catching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Purkey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 14, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Seth Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorhead hits a line drive towards third. Casco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ashburn bunts towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 14, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Don Zimmer now playing shortstop. Earl Averill now playing third base. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Casco for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 14, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 14, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 14, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Art Schult pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Perkey covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 14, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.